Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. As always, thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. I want to focus in on verses 6 and 7 of chapter 8, closing down this book. And in so many ways, I feel like these verses are a key, in a sense, that unlock the experience, potentially, of this book in our everyday lives. And I'll explain that, hopefully, here in a moment. I'll read these verses for us. It says this: "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised." Perhaps the Beatles were quoting her when they said, "Money can't buy me love." I don't know. And that's what she's saying there in verse 7. You would exhaust your resources trying to buy love. It can't be put out by a flood. It's like an unending flame, like the Lord, referring maybe back to Exodus and the pillar of fire that the Lord led Israel through the wilderness in the form of. It's as strong as death. Jealousy is as fierce as the grave. Jealousy not in a possessive, negative, petty sort of way, but jealousy in a desire way, a I want you sort of way. God says he is jealous. He's a jealous God. What he means by that is we would have no other gods before him. And what she is saying here is that you would have no other earthly love, no other person before me. She's not trying to take the place of God here. She's just talking about what a covenant marriage should look like. And specifically then, as we work our way backwards here, verse 6, "Set me as a seal upon your heart." We're sure familiar with this concept, but often that would look like a ring with a seal, and you would write a letter, or you would have your will or whatever it may be sealed by your specific symbol. And that carried with it the correct ownership and all these different sort of points of security. And that's what I really think we're getting to here. She desires security. And sometimes in the ancient world, they would put a piece of an image or a stamp within a piece of clay, tie a piece of string or a chain around that and place that around their necks and close to the heart. And she's saying, I want that security. Place me as a seal of security upon your heart. And it's in the context of security that I think we can actually experience so much of what this book talks about. The intimacy of sex between man and woman in the context of a covenant marriage happens when we have the security of love and devotion toward one another. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be embarrassed. We don't have to be self-conscious because we have the security of the other's devotion that is not dependent upon how good of shape we are in, or it's not dependent upon in sickness or in health. It's a covenant love that is committed to the other, just as Christ is committed to us. And so I want us to spend some time this morning or this afternoon, this evening, whenever it is you're thinking or whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast. Does my spouse feel secure? Do they feel as if they are a seal around my heart? Do they know that I'm fully committed, fully engaged, fully in? Or maybe have I had a foot out the door, or I've been distant. I've said some things that maybe make them uneasy as an attempt to manipulate or control or whatever it may be. Does my spouse have security, knowing that I am committed to them just as Jesus is committed to me? And if the answer to that is no, I think the option we have is to confess that to the Lord. Confess that perhaps to your spouse in an appropriate way. Maybe you need a mediator, or maybe you need a Christian counselor to help you walk through that. But it's through that security that we really experience intimacy. And in our relationship with Jesus, we actually see something similar happening in Paul's letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He says to the Corinthians, I'll read verses 18 to 22, sort of a long passage here. "But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, By me and Silas and Timothy was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He set his seal of ownership on us. And he put his spirit in our hearts as we deposit, as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. There is this guarantee from God in sending the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. It is a security, knowing that every single promise that has been given us will be realized, will be experienced. Because Christ rose from the grave and then he sent his Holy Spirit, it is a guarantee that we are secure in Christ. Every single promise will come true. When you stood at an altar and you exchanged vows, you made a lot of promises. And the question becomes, is my spouse confident in those promises? Are they confident that I'm committed? And so I think we need to process that and ask the Lord if there's areas of our lives where maybe we're not, to root those out of us by the power of his Spirit. And would we be then drawn closer and closer to our spouse in such a way that it honors and glorifies the Lord and helps us display really the glory of Christ in this mystery of marriage and how it is a representation of Christ and the church. And so with that in mind, I want to pray for us. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, bring to mind maybe areas where we are producing an insecurity in our marriage. Help us to confess that, to give it to you, to surrender it to you in response to the security that we ultimately have in our salvation in Christ. And so, Lord, work and move in only the ways that you can. Allow us to experience peace, again, security, confidence in our marriages, and that would overflow into the joy of intimacy. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.